delivering the metacognitive rehabilitation intervention using the IDAPTS mobile health system, a feasibility study. Amelia Kringle, University of Pittsburgh, asterisk. I made Agus Sashawun, University of Pittsburgh. Bambang Parmento, University of Pittsburgh. Elizabeth Skidmore, University of Pittsburgh. Abstract: The IADAPTS mobile health system was developed to support the delivery of a metacognitive rehabilitation intervention strategy training to address stroke survivors' individually tailored participation-related goals. Skidmore, 2011. The purpose of this descriptive case series was to refine the IADAPTS mobile health application and strategy training intervention protocol to be delivered remotely. We also aim to assess the safety of delivering strategy training remotely using the IADAPTS mobile health system. Community-dwelling people, N equals 5, with chronic stroke, prior exposure to strategy training, and access to a mobile device completed one in-person intervention session and 5 weeks of remote intervention to address their goals. Two key revisions to the IADAPTS application were based on feedback from participants. One, the number of active buttons per screen was limited to make clear the participants' next step in the intervention. And two, words, rather than icons, were used to indicate the purpose of buttons. The intervention protocol was refined to delineate guiding principles to goal setting that may facilitate the iterative nature of the intervention without hindering participants' progress toward the goal. The therapist contacted participants to discuss safety on 7 of 34 activity trials, prior to participants carrying out activities. In all cases, a safe plan was established and no adverse events, e.g., falls, occur during the study. This work represents a first step toward establishing the use of mobile health interventions with metacognitive rehabilitation interventions. Future work should establish the efficacy and effectiveness of mobile health approaches to intervention. This will support development of integrated rehabilitation models that can promote ongoing access to specialized neurorehabilitation services among populations that have limited access to these services. Introduction: Advances in mobile health technology have supported health monitoring and delivery of health interventions among difficult-to-reach populations, e.g., rural. These interventions supported adherence to health behaviors recommended by a health professional, e.g., medication adherence, Kamal, 2015. Within rehabilitation, mobile health technologies have been used to promote engagement in exercise and monitoring adherence to exercise, Labor, 2014. To our knowledge, the use of mobile health technologies to promote participation in participants' meaningful life activities was not previously examined. Figure 1. IADAPTS Mobile Health System. The IADAPTS Mobile Health System was developed to support strategy training. Strategy training is a rehabilitation intervention in which participants are trained to self-identify a goal, create a plan to achieve this goal, carry out the plan, and then self-reflect to identify strategies that worked and/or different approaches to the same goal. Skidmore, 2011, 2015. The participant then incorporates the new approaches to create another plan and continues in this manner until the goal is met. Strategy training is traditionally delivered in person, guided by a workbook. The IADAPTS mobile health system contains 1. IADAPTS mobile health application, 2. IADAPTS web-based clinician portal, and 3. Real-time, two-way participant-therapist communication via a secure channel, Figure 1. The integration of the IADAPTS mobile health system across in-person and remote intervention sessions may facilitate ongoing access to specialized rehabilitation services in regions with limited access to these specialized services, e.g., rural regions. The specific aims of this study were to 1. Refine the IADAPTS mobile health application to support remote strategy training. 2. Adapt the strategy training intervention protocol for delivery remotely. 3. Assess the safety of delivering strategy training remotely. methods, we conducted a sequential descriptive case series, N equals 5, to allow for iterative revision of the IIDAPTS mobile health system and intervention. Participants, community-dwelling people with chronic stroke, greater than or equal to 6 months post-stroke, who 1. were previously exposed to strategy training intervention within our laboratory, 2. were able to read words on a mobile device, participant self-report, and 3. had access to a personal mobile device, e.g., iOS or Android smartphone or tablet, were recruited for the present study. Participants were excluded if they had poor awareness of deficits and impact of these deficits on daily activities, measured by self-awareness of deficits inventory, or resided greater than 100 miles from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. All participants provided written informed consent. Intervention participants were engaged in one in-person intervention session to review the strategy training approach that they had been exposed to during a previous study, NCT01934621. The Canadian Occupational Performance Measure was completed to identify the participants' current participation-related goals. The IIDAPTS mobile health application was uploaded to the participant's device and they were oriented to the application. A telephone call was scheduled with the therapist, EK, within the next week to identify and resolve any technology difficulties the participant may be experiencing. Participants were not instructed to use the application a specific number of times per week. If the participant asked for a specific frequency, the therapist indicated that we anticipated they would use the application 3 times per week. Participants were asked to use the IIDAPTS application for 5 weeks. The intervention therapist monitored the participants' goals and plans for safety in IIDAPTS clinician portal and remained available to participants via the messaging function in the application and via telephone during this time. If there was an extended period of inactivity in the application, the therapist reached out to the participant via an application message and telephone to identify and resolve barriers to application use. Outcomes narrative intervention notes, a participant interactions log, and audio recorded telephone calls informed adaptations to the IIDAPTS application and the remote intervention. Participants' perspectives of the IIDAPTS application were assessed using the Post-Study System Usability Questionnaire, PSSUQ. Participants' perspectives of the remote intervention were assessed using the Client Satisfaction Questionnaire 8, CSQ. Safety of remote intervention was assessed by monitoring adverse events that occurred while the participant was carrying out a plan, e.g., falls. We also monitored the number of times the therapist intervened to discuss safety concerns, analyzes participant characteristics and sums of the PSSUQ and CSQ are reported individually. Count data are reported for the number of goals, adverse events, and safety-related therapist-participant interactions. A design team meeting was held upon completion of intervention with participants 1 through 3. Revisions to the IIDAPTS application were made and the new version of the IIDAPTS application was deployed during intervention with participants 4 and 5. The clinical team, occupational therapists with expertise in strategy training, monitored and refined remote intervention approaches with each participant. Results participants. We contacted 21 participants who had previous exposure to strategy training through our research laboratory. Our initial, conservative, criteria excluded individuals with a history of falls. 10 participants completed a telephone screen and 2 were included. 8 were excluded due to falls or loss of balance, 7, and no personal device, 1. As falls are common among people with stroke and these people may benefit from strategy training, we re-examined our exclusion criteria. A panel of clinicians with expertise in stroke rehabilitation determined that people with impaired self-awareness may be at greater risk for injury during remote strategy training than those with a history of falls. Thus, our criteria were adjusted to exclude people with poor self-awareness of current deficits and/or the impact of current deficits on daily activities. Those with history of falls were eligible to participate. We contacted 3 of the participants who were previously deemed ineligible due to falls or loss of balance, and all 3 were deemed eligible for the study. Participant characteristics are described in Table 1. Participants ranged in age from 57 years to 81 years. 4 were female. 4 participants with ischemic stroke and 1 had hemorrhagic stroke. Our sample had a combination of right 3, left 1, and bilateral 1 stroke at the cortical 2 and subcortical 3 level. Participants were 1.10 to 3.27 years post-stroke. No participants were concurrently participating in rehabilitation therapies. Scores on cognitive, motor, and affective assessments reflect participants' function at 6 months post-stroke. Assessments were conducted during the original strategy training study, NCT01934621. Participants had a range of impairments in executive functions, DKEFS trail making condition 4 versus DKEFS trail making condition 5 scaled scores, range 5 to 12, attention, RBANS attention index score, range 49 to 91, and visuospatial skills, RBANS visuospatial index score, range 58 to 100. All participants had intact language, RBANS language index score, range 85 to 101. Most participants had intact immediate and delayed memory, however, one participant had marked impairment in these domains, RBANS immediate memory index score, range 61 to 106, RBANS delayed memory index score, range 48 to 110. Our sample had low depressive symptoms, PHQ-9, range 1 to 4, and a range of motor impairments, Chadwick-McMaster stroke assessment, range 16 to 36. Outcomes-based participant and therapist feedback. The design team simplified the IIDAPTS application to support the iterative nature of strategy training. The number of active buttons and options per screen were reduced so that the participant's next step was obvious without therapist guidance, e.g., make a new plan or reflect on the plan they just completed. Figure 2. Participants identified that icons common to frequent mobile application users were not intuitive. Words were added to clarify the purpose of buttons, e.g., message, home. Figure 2. IIDAPTS application. The therapist's approach to facilitating goal setting was refined, with careful attention to the size of goals set during intervention. If participants identified a broad goal, they were encouraged to break the goal down into smaller individual goals. If the goal required multiple iterations of the same task, e.g., cleaning out multiple closets, the participant was encouraged to identify a specific rate to check in on their progress and repeat the plan. Of the 34 activity trials completed during the study, the intervention therapist contacted participants to discuss the safety of 7 plans prior to approving them. In each case, participants identified that they had a safe plan in place that was not detailed in the plan that was entered in the IIDAPTS application. Each of the 7 plans was subsequently carried out safely. No adverse events occurred during this study. Participants identified high satisfaction with the intervention, client satisfaction questionnaire 8, range 25 to 32 of 32. Participants' rating of system usability ranged, post-study system usability questionnaire, range 31 to 86 of 133, low is better. Conclusions. The purpose of this study was to refine the IIDAPTS mobile health system and promote intervention procedures and preparation for integration into strategy training intervention. We also aim to identify if strategy training could be delivered remotely using mobile health technology, promoting access to ongoing specialized neurorehabilitation for people with limited access to these services, e.g., rural populations. We identified that the IIDAPTS mobile health system could be safely used to deliver strategy training remotely. To our knowledge, the IIDAPTS mobile health system is the first mobile health system that was developed to support an iterative rehabilitation intervention. Our study design limited the ability to assess efficacy or effectiveness of this intervention approach. Future studies that optimize models for integration of mobile health systems within rehabilitation examine the efficacy and effectiveness of these models, and explore the cost-effectiveness of integrated rehabilitation models will advance this work. Acknowledgements references Kamal, A.K., Sheikh, Q., Pasha, O., Azam, I., Islam, M., Mimon, A.A., et al. 2015. A randomized controlled behavioral intervention trial to improve medication adherence in adult stroke patients with prescription tailored short messaging service SMS SMS for stroke study. BMC New Role 15:1:212. Laver, K., George, S., Thomas, S., Deutsch, J.E., and Prati, M. 2014. Virtual Reality for Stroke Rehabilitation. Stroke, 43:2:201. Skidmore, E.R., Holm, M.B., White, E.M., Du, M.A., Dawson, D., and Becker, J.T., 2011. The Feasibility of Metacognitive Strategy Training in Acute Inpatient Stroke Rehabilitation. Case Report. Neurosical Rehabil, 21:2:208-23. Skidmore, E.R., Dawson, D.R., Butters, M.A., Grattan, E.S., Juengst, S.B., White, E.M., et al. 2015. Strategy training shows promise for addressing disability in the first 6 months after stroke. Neurorehabil Neural Repair, 29:7:668-76.